fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
999,999,1,000,000.
Yes, this dude really did just count to 1,000,000. But why? And more importantly, how long did it take him? Well, you're just going to have to stick around to find out the answer to those questions, as well as a whole host of other mind-blowing facts you never knew you needed to learn. Snakes can belch fire. Plenty of people are afraid of snakes, and what I'm about to tell you now probably won't ease that fear. They can burp fire. Now let's be clear, I'm not suggesting all snakes are secretly fire-breathing dragons, nor that this occurs under everyday conditions. In fact, you'll probably never see this terrifying talent in action. But that doesn't mean it couldn't happen. To create fire, you need three things: a flammable material, a spark, and oxygen. As you may know, a naturally occurring flammable gas known as hydrogen is produced at the tail end of the human digestive system and is passed by flatulence. When most mammals die, a layer of mucus that protects the stomach lining disappears and the stomach acids begin to digest the stomach itself alongside other internal organs. This results in a buildup of hydrogen inside the body, which can sometimes cause it to burst, Henry VIII style. Let's say a decomposing deer body bursts inside a python. The gases could be released all at once into the snake's stomach, causing it to belch out a burst of concentrated hydrogen. Now all you'd need is a lone spark from some nearby campfire to drift into the path of this burp, and voila! You've got yourself a wingless, fire-breathing dragon. What is belly button fluff? The average man is home to about 1.8 milligrams of belly button fluff at any time. But what exactly is it, and how does it get there? Dr. George Steinhauser spent 3 years of his life examining this strange phenomena. So that you don't have to, duh. And here are the answers. Steinhauser discovered that the main culprit for this buildup of fluff is a previously unknown type of hair, which is unusually fine with little barbed hooks on it. As these barbs rub against clothing and dislodge bits of cotton and lint, the hair's concentric formation acts as a funnel which brings the bits of fluff inwards to collect in the navel. This lint is also joined by a delightful cocktail of house dust, flakes of dead skin, fat, proteins, and sweat. I know what you're thinking. Gross. But what's the point? Well, that part's a little less clear. Dr. Steinhauser theorizes that these specialized fluff-catching hairs were a deliberate attempt by the body to clean itself. The little bits of cloth are accumulated to create an enticing object for us to manually remove and flick away, cleaning a possible breeding ground for bacteria in the process. That's right, people. Pick that belly button fluff to your heart's content. Too many carrots will actually turn you orange. This definitely sounds like one of those old wives' tales, but it's totally true. If you eat too many carrots, you will eventually turn orange. Now, I'm not suggesting this is a transformation that will happen overnight, so don't worry about waking up to find an Oompa Loompa staring back at you from the bathroom mirror just yet. Turning orange from carrots actually has a medical name: keratinemia. And besides the initial shock of your new brightly colored skin tone, it's totally harmless. It's all thanks to a natural pigment called beta-carotene, which gives the root vegetable its distinct orange hue. When you eat too many carrots or sweet potatoes, pumpkins, and any other food that's high in beta-carotene, all that excess pigment will enter the bloodstream and be stored in the skin, giving it an orange tint. Unfortunately, there's no official measure of what too many carrots means, but an average healthy dosage of beta-carotene is about 6 to 8 milligrams a day. According to a Columbia University health blog, you'd have to consume as much as 20 milligrams per day, the equivalent of 3 large carrots, for keratinemia to set in. Unless you're some carrot-guzzling fiend, I'd say you're pretty safe for now. Cows can't walk downstairs. Here's something you've probably never pondered, unless you happen to live with a bunch of farmyard animals. You cannot lead a cow, or a horse for that matter, down a set of stairs. You probably wouldn't have much trouble guiding them up, but it would take more than a few kind words of encouragement to head back down. This is a mystery that can be solved with a pretty unsurprising statement. Stairs aren't found in nature. You see, these animals can't easily see the ground right at their feet, and the design of their bodies prevents them from walking in a downward direction. Most staircases slope at an average 35-degree angle, which would be a pretty steep hill for any cow to take on in the great outdoors, let alone one carved into tiny human-sized steps. Cows' hips and knees aren't made to help shift their weight backward to avoid them tumbling headlong down the steps. Considering most cows weigh between 1,600 and 2,400 pounds, I'd say their fear of stairs is pretty rational, wouldn't you? 19th century women were afraid of a made-up condition called bicycle face. Let's wind the clock back a moment to the late 19th century, a time when the bicycle was a novel invention that had women quivering in their boots. You see, doctors had announced that this newfangled contraption could actually cause a terrifying medical condition known as bicycle face. The long and short was that any woman who dared to cycle risked getting stuck with an ugly expression on her face forever. Why it affected only women remains to be seen, but a quote from the Literary Digest in 1895 described those afflicted with bicycle face as unusually flushed, but sometimes pale, often with lips more or less drawn, and with the beginning of dark shadows under the eyes, always with an expression of weariness. Others said it was characterized by a hard, clenched jaw and bulging eyes. Whatever it was, women didn't want it, so they didn't cycle. That is, until 1897, when a female doctor named Sarah Hackett Stevenson confirmed what everyone knew all along. Cycling cannot cause lasting facial damage. Turns out the whole thing was just a made-up ploy by men who were afraid that bicycles were evil instruments of feminism, which seems a little extreme to me. There's an American town with a population of one. It's no secret that some people prefer to be alone. But one woman enjoys her own company so much that she is literally the only resident in her town of Manawi in Nebraska. 86-year-old Elsie Eiler is currently employed as the town's mayor, librarian, bartender, secretary, clerk, and tavern owner. At 9 a.m. every morning, apart from Mondays, Eiler opens Manawi Tavern, where she serves burgers at $3.50 a pop, hot dogs at $1.25, and beers, which are hilariously pegged as the coldest beer in town. You might think she'd have no customers, but Eiler has already welcomed visitors from 47 states and 41 countries, and the tavern acts as a hangout for residents of the neighboring towns. Back in the 1930s, Manawi was a bustling railroad town, but people gradually started moving away. And when Eiler's husband Rudy died in 2004, she became the only remaining resident. Eiler jokes that one of the main perks of living in a one-person town is that she always wins the vote for mayor by a landslide victory. But there are a couple of drawbacks, too. She collects $500 in taxes from herself to keep the town's three lampposts lit and the water running.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why do men have Adam's apples? For men, having an Adam's apple, that weird hard lump that bobs up and down the neck, is just a fact of life. But why don't women have them too? Its nickname refers to the part in the Bible where Adam eats the forbidden fruit and gets part of it stuck in his throat. However, the Adam's apple is also known as the thyroid cartilage because, well, it's a piece of cartilage that sits atop the thyroid gland. What you probably don't know is that both boys and girls start out with similarly sized thyroid cartilage. but that all changes when puberty hits. As their testosterone levels increase and their voices get lower, boys' larynx, or voice box, becomes enlarged, causing the Adam's apple to protrude. But what does it do exactly? Well, much like the cartilage in your ears or nose, thyroid cartilage has no medical purpose, other than being a dead ringer for when a guy is lying to his wife about his whereabouts the night before. That's right, the Adam's apple has a particular tendency to jump uncontrollably when you're nervous. Why are donut boxes always pink in movies? Dunkin' Donuts houses its sweet treats in neon orange and pink, while Krispy Kreme favors the polka dot pattern instead. But come to LA and the no-frills pink donut box is what you'll find. In fact, it's been said that anytime you see a movie or sitcom set in New York and a pink donut box appears, you'll know that filming actually took place in LA. The tradition can be traced right back to the mid-1970s when a regime known as the Khmer Rouge was responsible for orchestrating the Cambodian genocide. I know moving from donut boxes to mass genocide seems like quite a jump, but stay with me. As many Cambodians fled to LA, they found an unexpected lifeline in the humble donut shop business. But there's one particular unsung culinary hero responsible for the pinking of the box, Ted Ngoy. Ngoy set up a donut-selling empire across LA, staffed by hundreds of countrymen whose visas he sponsored. Up until this point, donuts were housed in clean white boxes until Ngoy, being the business-savvy guy he was, asked his supplier Wesco if there were any cheaper alternatives. It just so happened Wesco had a load of pink cardboard stock lying around, and the rest is history. As LA became synonymous with cinema, so too did the pink donut box. So there you have it. Not just a run-of-the-mill movie prop. Iceland has a designated elf whisperer. You probably believed in all sorts of magical creatures as a kid, but in Iceland, the existence of little elves is pretty much an undisputed fact of life. Ragnhild Raga Jonsdottir has taken on a role as an unofficial elf whisperer. It may sound crazy, but ever since she was a little girl, Raga has had the ability to see and speak with elves, or huldufolk, which live in invisible communities throughout Iceland. She's not alone in her beliefs, though. In a survey in 1998, 54.4% of all Icelanders interviewed said they believed in elves. As the official spokesperson for these invisible people, Raga has been entrusted to survey potential building sites in case they destroy elf communities. Back in 2016, the development of a planned road was halted after Raga claimed that it was a threat to an elven church named Ofkirchka, which to you and me looked like a giant boulder. Thankfully, the government later agreed to use a crane to move the 70-ton rock out of the path of the road, sparing the worship place of Iceland's invisible population. What is the highest anyone has ever counted to? Believe it or not, there's actually a verified record for the highest number anyone has counted to in one sitting. Back in 2007, on June 18th, 31-year-old Jeremy Harper from Birmingham, Alabama, locked himself in his home and proceeded to count aloud to 1 million, a landmark which was eventually achieved 89 days later on September 14th. To achieve this feat, Harper counted for 16 hours a day, even growing a beard in the process. You're probably thinking, who has the time to hang about counting to a million anyway? Well, Harper didn't just do this for fun. He live broadcast his entire count to raise money for Push America, a charity for the disabled, and he raised an impressive $10,000 for the cause. According to some estimates, if you were to attempt a similar feat without any breaks, it'd take you just over 11 and a half straight days. Assuming you counted at about one number per second, that is, which would be tricky once you reach five figures. To count to 1 billion, though, it'd take over 31 years. Now that would be impressive. Lobsters communicate by peeing in each other's faces. In case you needed reminding that lobsters are some of the most bizarre creatures on Earth, get this. They pee out of their faces, into each other's faces, as their own unique way of communicating. You see, a lobster's bladder is located underneath its brain, which is connected by the urinary tract to two urine release nozzles that are located at the base of their large antenna. When lobsters pee, they also produce pheromones through the urinary system which allow them to communicate. Basically, pee is released from the face and injected into the current produced by the lobster, which projects it forwards. It's even been measured that these urine signals can be ejected up to 7 entire body lengths ahead of them, which is some pretty powerful peeing. Generally, lobsters don't get along. If two males bump into one another, you can almost guarantee a brawl is going to break out. So where does peeing come in? To prove to the ladies that he's the strongest, the winning lobster will pee in her direction. Because he's happy with his victory, the urine will contain serotonin, which makes it smell nicer. This is one dating technique you definitely shouldn't try at home. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.